For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Good morning. Happy Wednesday morning. Doing great, getting through the week. Hope you're not just striving and struggling to get through, man. I hope you're just pulling on God and waking up and saying, let's go, God, and recognizing He's inside of you right now as you're listening to my voice. And maybe saying, wow, I kind of forgot about that. I know, I do too. We have to just chill out and go, you know what, God? You are God, I'm not. You live inside of me. Therefore, I can do all things through you. Therefore, I've got your thinking abilities. Therefore, I've got your strength. Therefore, I have your forgiveness flowing through me. Therefore, I have your mercy to extend to my fellow man. Therefore, I can love the unlovely. Therefore, I can love when someone hates me. Come on now, right? Well, we're talking about reasons for His coming. Why did Jesus come? And I'll be sharing this December the 7th. Actually, the deadline is drawn to register. But, oh gosh, if you're hearing this, you say, Anna, I want to come. Write to me. I'll try to get you in. But we'll be at Metairie Country Club December 7th. If you need to be there, please let me know fast. I'll get you in. Ha! I can get in trouble for that, huh? Another reason. My goodness. Talk about having hope. The definition of hope in the New Testament, a favorable and confident expectation. Anna, I want that. I want hope. Romans 8, 24 and 25, the definition of that hope. The happy anticipation of good. Colossians 1, 27, Christ is in you, the hope of all glory. He's the object upon which our hope is fixed. That's why you can have hope. The God of hope lives in you. Romans 15, 13. Talking about why did Jesus come? He came, and now you can have hope that whatever you're going through is going to have a great end. Ooh, I could preach. Another reason Christ came, giving you hope. Why do you have hope? Jesus came, brothers and sisters, to reveal the Father to man. You know, Satan distorts the character of God. Why can you have hope this morning? Because the God of the universe lives in you. And He's a good God. Satan distorts that character, doesn't he? So Jesus came and revealed the nature of the Father to man. What happened with Philip? John records this discourse with Philip. Lord, show us the Father. Jesus is like, Philip, man, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, this is neat if you study it out. I love this. I love the Bible. Philip starts to watch God through Jesus. He starts to see the faithfulness of God to keep His word. Why did Jesus come? He shows us the nature of the Father. In John 6, you see everyone at Bethsaida and everyone's like, where do we get bread? And Jesus says, you feed the multitudes. He watched as Jesus fed people's bellies physically and then their lives spiritually. He saw that Jesus was able to feed man's hunger. People are coming up to Him. We want to see Jesus. And Philip starts to see that Jesus was right there. He starts to see that Jesus is there and He doesn't turn away the leper. The Pharisees had a way of dealing with lepers. And he starts to see Jesus dealing with the leper. He starts to see Jesus feed multitudes, showing love and grace and mercy. He sees Jesus taking children into His arms. John records this. Jesus came to reveal the Father's nature to us. Jesus opened blinded eyes. Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus comes to reveal the true nature of God. How about for you, brothers and sisters? Have you gotten a warped view of Christ? Please revisit Jesus. Well, Join me again tomorrow for Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.